Okay, so I just wanted to take some time this morning just to let you know what's happening with Connect and the groups in our church. And so in order to do that, I just thought I'd start off by giving you a bit of background above where we've come so far. So when we started Connect as it is now, there was a lot of things that I felt God had been saying to me for a long time, all the way back to 2002, that we were trying to put into practice in the groups. And one of the things I was using at the time was, I had a book called Activate that I was reading. I got some ideas that were a bit different and I wanted to use. So some of the things that was in there was, for example, the idea was of using bigger groups instead of, you know, quite small groups. There's quite a few benefits to that. But one of the main things was that not of trying to force an intimacy within the groups that was, you know, unrealistic, but it was just sort of like talking about being sort of like friends, but sort of like doing the group thing in that way. Then as the groups were sort of like developing in that time, I felt like God speaking to me quite strongly through another book, which there's another principle in this book that I felt quite strongly about. And the word used for that was liminal communitas, which you may have heard me use. If you haven't, it's really just, the idea of that is actually increasing intimacy within a group surrounded by doing a task. So by doing a task together, that sort of forms the intimacy within the group and stuff like that. So although I didn't notice this, there was actually two opposing ideas going on within the group. So as the groups went on, there was also less people started coming because some of the leaders couldn't continue doing the leading and stuff like that, and we ended up with one group and less people. So I was thinking, okay, this is where we are. We'll carry on doing it until healing on the streets comes up, and then we'll reassess where we're up to. So that came and went, and I've met with, you know, we as leaders have met to discuss what the future is going to be, and we just thought, well, you know, it can't continue the way it was. So what do we do about it? We either have no groups or we do something different. So what we come up with really was, I met with Adrienne first, and so she'd looked into a little bit as well. And she was reading a book, and she called and said, well, I've been reading this book and this idea, and that book was Activate. So that's interesting, yeah. So we had these two sort of like opposing ideas that sort of aren't working within the one setup. So we thought, well, we have to separate that out into two different entities, if you like, and run them separately. So after doing that, the idea was to take the idea of Connect to separate into two things, which are a small group setup, but also a mentoring set up for the intimacy sort of side of it. Now, the mentoring process, I don't really want to go into that too much this morning because it's not fully formed and it's not going to involve everybody at first, because I'm just going to run it as in a trial, really. So if you want to know more about it, then please come and ask me about it and I can sort of try and explain a bit more, but I'm not going to go into how it would work because we're just going to trial it and there's just going to be a few people doing it. So if you want to, then in the future, then hopefully everybody can. What I really want to talk about is the small groups part of it, how that's different. So the main difference to start off with is that they're going to be only run short term. So whereas in a group before, it was kind of an ongoing thing for who knows how long, forever maybe. So there's, when I say short term, it's very short term, as in like 10 weeks. So they're really just going to run as in like short courses, really, which there's a number of benefits for. Some of made notes of is, if you ask, when I'm asking a leader to lead one of those groups, they're not committing to a life term. You know, they can say, they can do it for that period, and all you're saying, like, well, I'm asking you to commit for that length of time. After that, if you don't like it, you never have to do it again. But if you do, you could do another one. And then, you know, you probably find more people are willing to get on board and do that then as well, knowing that it's not too onerous what you're asking them to. Also, there's different groups will all be run on different subjects, different topics, and stuff like that. So people can choose which group they want to go to, depending on whether what suits them, where they feel they're up to. Maybe they want to go with people that they know, all that sort of thing. So it gives you more choice over what you're doing. Another big advantage would be that when we're sort of like, if we had like small groups the way we've maybe seen them in the past, if someone comes up with a new initiative, like there's an alpha, there's an anime, there's any number of different things going on in the church, inadvertently, they end up all competing for your time. Whereas in this setup, they wouldn't be competing for your time because any of those things could be run as a small group because it's run as a short course. So if you had an alpha, that would be a small group for that period of time. So you're only asked, the time commitments is making it easier for people who, you know, can't make everything. So that's another advantage I see in that respect. So I'm sure like people would like to support that initiative. The way it was sort of run over a calendar year, if I expect, was to run into term time, school, academic term times. So it would run sort of like from start of October till Christmas would be like, we'd have three or four groups on a certain number of subjects. So that would run from October till Christmas, then you have a Christmas break, and you'd have another one starting January for another 10 weeks, and then again up to summer. And that would just run like that each year, sort of having those set of groups each time. Maybe I can't remember what else I was going to say now. Yeah, so really we're going to, like, if you're thinking about starting this year, we wanted to start at the end of this month, really. So, starting next week, we're going to be putting out some sign-up sheets for people to get involved and to sign up what groups. So, I'm not putting it out this week, because obviously you don't know what the groups are. So, next week, I'm going to be getting the people who are leading the different groups to come and say a bit about what their topic is and why they're doing it. And then people could start signing up to what group they would like to be a part of. Hopefully, I'd like to get everybody involved, but it's, you know, it's completely up to you which or if any you want to be involved in. So they'll be going out. Hopefully, they'll start at the sort of start of October, and that'll be the first one. That's it really. So I'm going to get people to come up and talk about it next week about each of their subjects. I don't know if there's anything that I've sort of left out of there that anyone wants to ask me about. Can you think of anything I've missed or anything? Okay.
Yeah, a bit more detail next week.
Yes, over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to keep on saying something about it. So, like I say, next week will be what each group actually is. And
people might have questions, so they might think about timings and all that sort of thing. But they can always ask questions.
Please feel free to come and ask me about it if you want to know more information about any part of it. And a summary of what I've just said will be going out in the notices on the email that goes out with all the notice. That's going to have that in it as well, if you want to read over it again. But that's it. That's what we're hoping to do.
Great.
Okay.
Great.